USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
On Thursday, White House spokesperson Kayleigh McEnany says everyone in the administration condemns the Capitol building violence.
Those who are working in this building are working to ensure an orderly transition of power. Now it is time for America to unite, to come together, to reject the violence that we have seen. We are one American people under God. Thank you very much.
Joe Biden becomes the 46th president on January 20th. Dan Araki reports as fallout continues from the riot.
Education Secretary Betsy DeVos has resigned in the wake of Wednesday's violence at the U.S. Capitol. In her resignation letter, DeVos cited the breach of the Capitol as the inflection point for her, saying that President Trump's rhetoric had a direct impact on the situation. DeVos is the second member of the cabinet to resign over the events at the Capitol. Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao also tendered her resignation on Thursday. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
Newsmax TV. Everyone is watching it now. President Trump says he loves it. And more than 30 million Americans tune into Newsmax TV. With great shows and analysts like Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, and a lot more. Every night you can watch Newsmax's number one show, Greg Kelly Reports. Greg Kelly and Newsmax are unafraid to tell the truth about the election, how big tech is censoring you, and Joe Biden's dangerous plans. You need to watch Newsmax TV. Get Newsmax on all major cable systems or check your guide. If you don't get Newsmax, call your cable operator. Tell them you want Newsmax. And remember, Newsmax is free on Roku, YouTube, Apple TV, Zumo, TiVo Plus, Pluto, Chromecast, and most smart TVs like Samsung and LG. And don't forget to download the free Newsmax TV app. All other cable news channels ask you to pay, but Newsmax's app is free. So start watching anytime, anywhere in the world.